So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're staying safe. So let's talk about whether or not you should be buying property in the current marketplace. Our price is going up, our price is going down. And you know what? Honestly, in my own personal opinion, you should always be buying property. A, B, B, P. Always be buying property. That's a thing. I've just made it up. You should always be buying. Doesn't matter if the price is going up. Doesn't matter if the price is going down. This is really dollar cost averaging. So let's use the stock market as an example. Let's say you're saving £1,000 a month. And the S&P, let's just pick a stock. Let's say M&S, Marks and Spencer's. I don't know how much it is, but let's say it's £100 a share. Let's just pretend that's what it is. And you buy £1,000 a month. So you buy 10 shares at £100. And then 50% off the following month. You've lost out of £1,000. That £1,000 is now only worth £500. And this is when everybody then starts selling. They start panic selling. We start getting rid of everything because they're like, oh my gosh, the sky is falling. Quick, everybody sell. And they're always mistiming the market, these type of people. Whereas if you're dollar cost averaging, you don't need to sell. Heck, you need to be buying. Because now you've just got a share that's £100 and you're buying 10 of them. Now for £50, you can buy 20 of them. Great, because at some point, that share price is going to get back up. It might not be tomorrow. It might not be next week. It might not be next year. It might be 10 years. It might be 15. It might be 20. It might be 30 years away. But guarantee that price is going to go back up. Especially in a recession, as long as M&S actually survive the recession, okay, that's the key. But that price is going to go back up, and obviously retail is struggling, as we know. So maybe M&S is not a great share price. But things like utilities, gas, water, electricity, those kind of things, maybe. So should you be buying? The answer is yes. But really, you should be buying every single month, every single quarter, every single year, as often as you can actually do it. Because then you're able to take advantage of dollar cost averaging, because over a period of time, it might be a day, it might be 5 years, it might be 10 years, it might be 20 years. Over that period of time, property prices are going up, rents are continually increasing, and the value of your debt that you owe is usually decreasing because you've got inflation eroding away, unless you're in a state of deflation. But how many times over the last 200 years has the UK been in a state of deflation? Once, twice, I don't know what it is. Not a lot. I mean, it's kicked back in anyway, and it's recovered all those losses that it's got. So the answer to the question of should you be buying property is yes, you should always be buying property. Stop trying to time the market. If you're trying to time the market, I think you're going to fail, unless you get very lucky, or unless you are a property god and you are a property guru and everything you do and say turns to gold. I would love that to be me, but that is not me either. I make mistakes, we get it wrong, we lose some money, but on the whole, because we're continually buying property, the stuff's going up, and we're, even if it's not going up, we're able to take advantage of the fact that we're getting these dividends. And they're not dividends, are they? But the yields, the rental payments, the profit on those. That's awesome. I don't care if properties are going down 50%. I don't care. As long as my rents are coming in, and even if my rents drop a little bit, 10, 20%. Heck, we've had 10, 20% growth in the last couple of years anyway. So it just takes us back to where we were. And then, if it has dropped 10 or 20%, it's going to come back in the next couple of years anyway, once we get through recession. Because it has to. So should you be buying property? Hell yeah. Like, I know on our estate agency website right now, we've got a property for 70 grand. And it's got an 8% yield. The tenant's paying 460 quid. You're going to make 250 quid a month on that. Every single month. That's what? 3 grand a year? That's not bad, is it? On a £16,000 down. Including stamp duty and deposits at 20%. That's not a bad deal. And we're tempted actually to buy that one ourselves, but we're going into recession and we're building a war chest to go out and buy businesses because we think businesses are going to go on the cheap. People are just fed up of them. We're going to get rid of them. We'll talk about that in another video. So we're building war chests. And right now, I mean, that's a great deal. 8% yield, we'll take that all day long. Great deal. If you get higher, great. HMOs, a bit more work, but we'll take them as well. But you should be buying property, and if you can get the deposits together, you should be buying property. All right, hope that's useful. Just want to share my thoughts on property, whether you should be buying or not. Let me know if you've got any questions. Stick them in the box down below, and we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.